Do you know any further back than that?
I sure don't. That's as far as mother's mind is not up to date, really.
Yeah.
And what she could tell me, well, I wrote all of it down on paper and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me about her sister and her aunts teaching her.
Mm-hmm.
And that she had a high school education, went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you start young and you got out of regular age.
Mm-hmm.
But like she said, when she was 17 or 18 years old, she got married to Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they had the children. And I asked her for kidding, you know, just kidding around. I said, well, when do we come in? When he come in to overnight or through the weekend? She'd get so mad at me. She'd just flip.
Funny.
Yeah, it is, you know, because it's 2 years. I mean, and then it'd been a year or 2 or 3 years, you know. And Daddy, when he was in a locomotive, but he'd just come in and stay, say, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then he'd shove off before you know it, Mother was...
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonder they ever
had... I think he kept her like that all the time.
Yeah. It's a wonder they ever had 14 of them, I swear. Do you know anything else about your father's parents? Like anything about his mother?
No. My father never talked about his mother.
Mm-hmm. You know anything about their education or their occupation?
No. My father's father, well, I don't know what he was. I think he was a professor of some kind, but he never hardly talked about his parents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, I guess he didn't, you know, think it was important for us kids to know.
Uh-huh. But these parents did come to this country. So.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what happened to him?
His father died of a heart attack.
Uh-huh. You never did know his father?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You don't know what happened to his mother?
His mother died.
Yeah.
But I think she died at childbirth.
Oh, yeah. That happened to a lot of people.
Uh-huh. Well, see, she had, Daddy said that she would come in her, either in a covered wagon and had a child and a child, and she died.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't talk too much. He never did like to talk about his mama.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But my daughter, Elizabeth, she's always talking about what I do and what this and that. But my daddy was different, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose that his grandparents, I mean, you know, further back were from England?
Yes. Yeah. They were, what you call it, high class?
Yeah, okay. I guess so, if they owned land. Okay.
Duchess or something like that, because my daddy used to have some kind of a... armor or something, you know, he kept.
Oh.
So I don't really know nothing about it.
A little seal? Uh-huh. Kind of thing? Interesting. Do you still have that somewhere?
No, my sister has all of that.
Oh. Yeah.
See, when my father died, she just took what she wanted, and I lived so far out here.
Yeah.
That when he passed away, well, see, my husband took care of my daddy.
Mm.
He shaved him, he bathed him. Uh-huh. My brothers wouldn't do that.
Huh.
And I'd go over there before he passed away, but I'd go over there and massage him.
Uh-huh.
And take care of him. And my husband would shave him, take him to the doctor, do all that, you know.
Yeah.
But my brothers would never touch my dad. They didn't believe in, you know, doing things like that.
Huh.
But my husband did. He took him to the doctor, took time off to take him.
Yeah. And what was your father's name?
George Lewis.
What was your mother's name?
Beatrice. Marie.
How you spell that? Uh-huh. Okay. How old is your husband?
My husband, oh, let's see, I'm 53. He's about, around 56. Mm. 'Cause he's 3 years older than I am.